All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of the Fairly Lame podcast. As always, my name is Dom, and this is your home of good environmental news from all around the world. Hopefully, everyone is having an amazing day, and to make it that little bit better, make sure you know the routine. Sit back, relax, light up a candle, grab yourself a tea, a coffee, do whatever you got to do to just, yeah, settle in and enjoy this week's dose of good environmental news. And as always, for a super quick overview of the stories that I've found for you guys this week, we'll start off learning about an unused overpass in Idaho that's being converted into a wildlife crossing. Then the futuristic gas stations that are popping up all over the UK, the European Union's greenwashing ban, and then we'll finish up with a story about the three siblings who are cleaning up Bali's waterways. So to get straight into it, like I said, our first story is about an abandoned bridge that's being transformed into a wildlife overpass so that animals like deer, moose, and bears can safely cross Idaho's Interstate 90. So the bridge was built over 50 years ago. However, as it was never actually connected to a road, it's literally never been used. So instead of having it just sit there for another 50 years, it'll now help wildlife safely avoid the 120,000 cars that use the road every day. Across America, it's estimated that over 350 million animals are hit by vehicles every year, resulting in a cost of over $8 billion in medical bills and insurance claims, and accounting for up to 80% of the deaths in some animal populations. And as for how this idea even came about, I've been able to find a couple quotes from the government conservationists who are helping make it a reality about the guy who actually came up with it.
A local guy, one of the nicest guys you'd ever meet, who really had a dream and a vision, and he bugged people for a good decade.
Carl Wilson was an avid outdoorsman and a member of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation who worked hard to make this happen. To him, it seemed simple. Put this bridge that sat unused for more than five decades to good use.
He said, I need you to promise me that you're going to finish this thing if I don't make it.
Carl passed about a year ago, but his dream lives on. A dream that may lead to future crossings for the Silver Valley, helping to make the interstate a little safer for everyone.
So we carry it through, and we'll continue to carry it through no matter what it takes.
So the project involves covering the structure with shelter and fencing either side of the highway to funnel all of the animals towards the bridge, so when it opens, they will once again be able to freely avoid predators, respond to disasters, migrate, and reproduce. And because this overpass has already been built, this project will only cost $250,000, which is pretty incredible considering that a study from Washington State University found that just one crossing can save up to $440,000 per year by reducing collisions. And as at the end of last year, the government committed $350 million for new wildlife crossings, stories like this are going to become heaps more common. Now, the second story on this week's episode is actually presented by a climate media brand called The Cooldown, who, if you don't know who they are, haven't heard of them before, they're wanting to make climate media more accessible, understandable, and actionable for everyday people like you and me. If you want to learn more about them, all their links will be down below in the description. So this week's The Cooldown story is about the futuristic gas stations that are popping up all over the UK that could completely change what it's like to own an electric vehicle. So the company behind them is called GridServe, and they're introducing these EV-only gas stations with the aim of recreating the experience of conventional ones where you can just roll up without having to worry about getting a charger whilst also having some really cool features for while you wait. And as you guys know by now, I love adding some quotes into these episodes just to spice them up a bit, make them a bit more engaging and interesting, and so you're not always just hearing from me. So this is a little clip from a reporter from the Fully Charged show over on YouTube talking to the founder of GridServe.
Because I think what it finally comes to is that you would go to a charger somewhere and it works and that's fine. Or you go to one on the motorway and it's fine. But then you go, actually, when I come here, the charging, what's happening is the charging is becoming kind of irrelevant. Like a petrol station, you don't go, oh, can I get that nozzle in my tank and fill it up? It's just that's taken as a given. What else is there? And that's what you've done here is you've gone, yeah, the charging's downstairs. Just plug in and charge, forget it. Come up here and it's amazing and you can have a nice coffee and you've got nice, really good toilets. Yeah. I have to say, I really appreciated them. And you've got shops and you've got food and it's warm and you've got Wi-Fi.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, good Wi-Fi, good Wi-Fi.
So all the critical things. But I mean, that is, it's interesting that that's kind of where you're pushing, that the I'm not saying we've solved the charging thing, because we need more of them and we need all that, you know, but the difficulty that you and I would have experienced early on, plugging a car in and going, is the thing, I can't get the app, I haven't got a signal, the bloody that was a pain.
Yeah.
And you've kind of removed that. And so what you do now is you drive in, you plug in and go, well, what else?
So of the 36 chargers at the gas station, most of them are 350 kilowatt ones, which are capable of providing 100 miles worth of power in just 5 minutes. And one of my favorite things about this is that they've also included accessible bays for people in wheelchairs. The chargers are partly powered by the solar panels on the station, as well as the massive batteries at each site, and any additional power that's required from the grid is offset by the company's solar farms. But so once your car's plugged in, inside the station you can find a cafe and convenience store, but they also have rentable office pods fitted out with high-speed internet, as well as a booth where people can test drive different EVs. And GridServe has already launched 3 of these charging stations, with another 10 or 11 either in the construction or planning stages, and the goal of opening 100 of them across the UK. And so now moving on to the next story, which could be one of my favourites that we've had a look at this year, which is about how the EU is banning greenwashing. So recently, 94% of EU Parliament members voted in favour of a new law aimed at protecting consumers from misleading marketing practices that are trying to deceive us into believing that their brand or product is environmentally friendly. Greenwashing has gotten so bad over the past few years in a whole heap of industries, whether it's cleaning brands making their packaging leafy and green and calling it eco-friendly, or clothing companies saying the old made with sustainability in mind without having anything to back up the claims. And so the crackdown involves banning the use of general environmental terms such as environmentally friendly, natural, biodegradable, climate neutral, and even eco without it being supported with proof. And they're also going to be regulating sustainability certifications so that only government-approved ones can enter the EU, as well as cracking down on offsetting so that companies can't just plant a couple trees and then claim that their products are good for us. And another interesting aspect of the move is to combat unfounded durability claims. Like, for example, if a company says that their washing machine will last 10,000 washes, when in reality it can't even last 1,000. And finally, for the last story of this week's episode, I wanted to tell you guys about the 3 siblings who have started their own plastic cleanup organization to restore Bali's rivers. So across Indonesia, 332 of the country's rivers have been rated heavily polluted, and for a bit of a glimpse as to how it can get so bad, when the teenagers tried to recruit local businesses to help out, they were met with responses like, "There's no point trying to remove the rubbish because it just disappears with the waves anyway." But determined to make a difference, the trio started off by filming a documentary kayaking down one of the rivers in a kayak made out of rubbish from that river, which actually resulted in the government directing 7,000 soldiers to conduct an emergency cleanup and establish a 7-year rehabilitation plan. They then started their organisation called Sungai Watch and began installing trash barriers to prevent the rubbish from reaching the ocean, and every weekend they're joined by some incredible volunteers to wade into the disgusting rivers to remove and sort the trash so that they can recycle it into things like beach chairs. And maybe my favourite thing about this initiative is that they're making the point to analyse everything that they collect so they can put together lists to name and shame the companies responsible for all of the rubbish. And in total, the program has installed 260 barriers, hosted more than 1,000 cleanup events, and with the help of all their amazing volunteers, Sungai Watch has removed 3.7 million pounds of waste from the rivers. So guys, that will do us for this week's dose of good environmental news. As always, make sure to keep sending through all the good environmental news that you guys are coming across. And if you're listening on Spotify, keep voting for your number one story so I can better shape the future episodes. I think that is all I have to say for this week. Oh, again, if you want to see all the visuals that go along with those stories, head over to Instagram or YouTube. And yeah, we'll talk to you guys next week. Have an incredible rest of the day. Whatever the hell you're doing, we'll talk to you guys then. See ya.